the only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Move over baseball cards. Pokemon cards are exploding in popularity, driving the collectibles market, and even being cited as a profit driver for eBay. Joining us to discuss the trend is Stephen Fischler, CEO of ComicConnect.com and Metropolis Comics based in New York. Stephen, thank you for joining us today. And the first thing that came to my mind, Stephen, when I found out that Pokemon was putting some wind in the sails at eBay is that everything for eBay, it always goes back to Beanie Babies, because that seems to be way back in the 90s when eBay first rose to prominence. It seems like that was the place where a lot of people were buying and selling rare Beanie Babies. And every decade, there is a new collectible to take the place of Beanie Babies. And now we're at Pokemon cards.
Well, you know what? It's interesting to mention Beanie Babies. Beanie Babies had interesting marketing, but they never really developed it beyond their initial stages. So that's why it sort of, you know, imploded. But the people behind Pokemon maybe have learned a lesson from Beanie Babies, perhaps. And it is a phenomenon that has gone on for an incredibly long time, but for good reason. They have really bridged the gap between the physical and the digital world, the physical card and the digital card. There is a worldwide demand. So it's not just the United States, it's not just Asia, it's not just Europe, but it's a combination of all the worldwide markets sort of pooling together to create the current demand that obviously is driving this particular property forward. And they've done really smart things in terms of the marketing of Pokemon rarities. It's not a worldwide phenomenon by happenstance. There's been a lot of thought by a lot of very smart people to really give this property, Pokemon, legs. And nobody knows where it's going to end up, but it is shocking that it is as popular as it was 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
Now, is this also a situation in which kids who grew up collecting Pokemon cards 20 years ago are now adults and they have money to spend and they are jumping into the collectibles market to kind of recapture some of that childhood feeling?
Oh, absolutely. In every collectibles market, you'll have the kids who have grown up that now have disposable income. It didn't necessarily happen with Pokemon. That sort of fizzled out. I'm sorry, with Beanie Babies, but it is true with Pokemon. You're entirely correct. We're talking about partially the reason it is as strong today is the nostalgia factor.
And then when we talk about, you know, we talk about baseball cards, we talk about sports collectibles, we talk about the international appeal of certain sports versus others. But when we talk about intellectual property collections and intellectual property collectors, in which Pokemon is certainly part of in the intellectual property sphere, how does that market compare to sports collectibles? When we talk about, you know, it's Pokemon cards or Star Wars memorabilia or rare comic books, how does that stack up to the how dynamic is that market compared to the sports collectibles market?
Well, you know, it is interesting, but and it's shocking. Probably about a year ago, I saw analysis that said the cards like card sets and properties like Pokemon were eclipsing things like baseball and basketball, which is an incredible statement just by itself. But I as I said, it is partially the nature of the people collecting it, but it's also the brain cells behind these the marketing of a Pokemon versus the efforts of marketing, let's say, baseball players in card form. Both are done very well, but I think that the people behind Pokemon really need to get some kudos because they've done a fantastic job of making sure that this property, Pokemon, is in front of the eyeballs of everybody. As I said, it's not just happenstance, but, you know, I think the people in the sports world potentially maybe even a little envious of the success of Pokemon and saying we should have that success. And hopefully, you know, that will stir their creative juices to sort of compete with Pokemon. I think it's a good thing.
Stephen Fischler, CEO of ComicConnect.com and Metropolis Comics in New York. Coming up next is social media influencer. Is it a positive for a resume?